Welcome to Zikhu Daf Simani member by Ram Goldar, and today Masechus Baba Kama, Daf Yud, the first parak, Arba Avos. The first parak is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Dvorah Smith and is dedicated to our courageous soldiers of Tzahal, the remarkable citizens of Israel, and to all incredible Jewish people. May Kodesh Baruch Hu watch over all of us and grant Israel a complete victory over Hamas and the return of all the hostages safely. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Tes Amud Beis had stated, Hikshati b'miksas nisko, if I cause part of the damage, chavdi b'tashumi nisko, I'm chayv in payment of his damage, kehekshe kol nisko, like causing the whole damage. A brice illustrates, hachofer bor tisha, if one digs a pit 9 tefachim deep, u'ba'acher b'shlimu la'asora, and another came and completes it to a depth of 10 tefachim, achron chayv, the last person alone is chayv for death or damages it causes. Thus, although the second person only increased the pit's capacity for damage, he's fully culpable for its damages. The Gemara notes that this disagrees with Rebbe, who said about this case, Acha Achron lo Misa, the damage party goes after the last person for payments for his animal's death, since the pit was incapable of killing when it was 9 tefachim, Acha Shneim when he's walking, but he goes after both of them for payment for his animal's damages, since both contributed to its damaging capacity. Rapop explains how it can agree with Rebbe. L'misa v'divrei hakol, the Mishnah, which holds only the last digger responsible, is discussing payment for the animal's death and is the opinion of everyone. Point number two is Tan Nebreza, Kamisha Shiyashiva Safsa Echlevo Shavru. If five people were sitting on a bench and did not break it from their combined weight, and one more person came and sat on it and broke it, this last person is fully chayiv. The Bryce is discussing Kagun Papa Bar Abba, someone like Papa Bar Abba, who was extraordinarily heavy and did not have permission to use the bench. The Bryce about partial damage did not mention this case because if the bench would not have broken without him, he caused all the damage himself. If it would have broken without him, he did nothing more than the others and would not be solely responsible. The Gemara then asks what the Bryce itself is discussing and asks further that the sixth person can claim that since the bench would not have broken without them, they should have risen when he sat down, and since they did not, they should share responsibility. It concludes that this case, the Bahadi de Samech Behu Tavar, he broke it as he was leaning on them, preventing them from rising, and teaches to Kocha Kukufo Dami that his force is like himself and he's responsible for merely leaning on them without actually sitting on the bench. And point number three, the Gemara notes that the Mishnah did not state Chavdi ben Nisko, I'm liable for his damage, but B'tashumi Nisko, in the payment of his damage, which carries a connotation of Hashlama, completion. This teaches Sheba'alim Metapling ben Nevela that the owner of the killed animal must deal with the carcass. It's his responsibility to sell it for its value, and the damaging party only pays the difference between its value while alive and the carcass's value. The Gemara quotes three sources for this law and explains the need for all three. The Gemara asks, since damage payments may be made from anything of value, even subin, bran, what difference does it make if the carcass belongs to the owner or the damager? Even if it belongs to the damager, he can simply use it as payment. It answers, L'nitzurchel l'pachas nevela. It was only needed to be taught with respect to the carcass's depreciation. Since it belongs to the owner immediately, he suffers the loss of any further depreciation between its death and the court case. So once again, the three points are number one. The Mishnah Daf Tes Amud Beis had stated, Hikshati b'miksas nisko, if I cause part of the damage, chavdi b'tashumi nisko, I'm liable on payment of his damage, kehekshe kol nisko, like causing the whole damage. A brice illustrates, Hachofer bor tisha, if one digs a pit 9 tefachim deep, u'ba'acher b'shlimu la'asora, and another came and completes it to a depth of 10 tefachim, achron chayv, the last person alone is chayv for death or damages it causes. Thus, although the second person only increased the pit's capacity for damage, he's fully culpable for its damages. The Gemara notes that this disagrees with Rebbe, who said about this case, Acha Achron lo Misa, the damage party goes after the last person for payments for his animal's death, since the pit was incapable of killing when it was 9 tefachim, Acha Shneim when he's walking, but he goes after both of them for payment for his animal's damages, since both contributed to its damaging capacity. Rapop explains how it can agree with Rebbe. L'misa v'divrei hakol, the Mishnah, which holds only the last digger responsible, is discussing payment for the animal's death and is the opinion of everyone. Point number two is Tan Nebreza, Kamisha Shiyashiva Safsa Echlevo Shavru. If five people were sitting on a bench and did not break it from their combined weight, and one more person came and sat on it and broke it, this last person is fully chayiv. The Bryce is discussing Kagun Papa Bar Abba, someone like Papa Bar Abba, who was extraordinarily heavy and did not have permission to use the bench. The Bryce about partial damage did not mention this case because if the bench would not have broken without him, he caused all the damage himself. If it would have broken without him, he did nothing more than the others and would not be solely responsible. The Gemara then asks what the Brice itself is discussing and asks further that the sixth person can claim that since the bench would not have broken without them, they should have risen when he sat down, and since they did not, they should share responsibility. It concludes that this case is the Bahadi de Samech Behu Tavar. He broke it as he was leaning on them, preventing them from rising, and teaches to Kocha Kukufo Dami that his force is like himself and he's responsible for merely leaning on them without actually sitting on the bench. And point number 3, the Gemara notes that the Mishnah did not state Chavdi ben Nizko, I'm liable for his damage, but Betashumi Nizko, in the payment of his damage, which carries a connotation of Hashlama, completion. This teaches Shaba'ali Metapling ben Nevela that the owner of the killed animal must deal with the carcass. It's his responsibility to sell it for its value, and the damaging party only pays the difference between its value while alive and the carcass's value. The Gemara quotes 3 sources for this law and explains the need for all 3. The Gemara asks, since damage payments may be made from anything of value, even subin, bran, what difference does it make if the carcass belongs to the owner or the damager? Even if it belongs to the damager, he can simply use it as payment. It answers, l'nitzurchel l'pachas nevela. It was only needed to be taught with respect to the carcass's depreciation. Since it belongs to the owner immediately, he suffers the loss of any further depreciation between its death and the court case. All right, so now we get our simmer daf yud, and our standard simmon is a minion of yidden. A minion of Yidden. So here goes. The groundbreaking ceremony for the minion of Yidden's new shul was a disaster. When an animal fell into a pit and died right after the president had dug the 10th tefach, just as a bench holding 5 members collapsed after a heavy member sat down as well, while the stench from the nevela wafted over, the nizik cried out that it was depreciating. Once again, slow motion. The groundbreaking ceremony for the minion of Yidden's new shul, minion of Yidden, that must be more in duff, Yud. The groundbreaking ceremony for the minion of Yidden's new shul was a disaster. When an animal fell into a pit and died right after the president had dug the 10th tefach, which reminds us, the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Beis had stated, Hikshartib b'miksas nizko. If I caused part of the damage, chavti b'tashlumi nizko, I'm liable in payment of his damage, kehekshar kol nizko, like causing the whole damage. A Braisa illustrates that if one digs a pit 9 tefachim deep and another comes along and completes it to a depth of 10 tefachim, ha'achron chayv, the last person alone is chayv for death or damages it causes. Thus, although the second person only increased the pit's capacity for damage, he's fully culpable for its damages. So the groundbreaking ceremony for the minion of Yidden's new shul was a disaster. When an animal fell into a pit and died right after the president had dug the 10th tefach, just as a bench holding 5 members collapsed after a heavy member sat down as well, which reminds us, a Braisa brings a case where 5 people were sitting on a bench and did not break it from their combined weight. And then one more person came and sat on it and broke it. This last person is fully liable. The Braisa is discussing someone like Papa Bar Abba, who was extraordinarily heavy and did not have permission to use the bench. So the groundbreaking ceremony for the minion of Yidden's new shul was a disaster. When an animal fell into a pit and died right after the president had dug the 10th tefach, just as a bench holding 5 members collapsed after a heavy member sat down as well, while the stench from the nevela wafted over, the nizik cried out that it was depreciating, which reminds us. The Gemara notes that the Mishnah did not state Chavdi ben Nizko, I'm liable for his damage, but Betashumi Nizko, in the payment of his damage, which carries the connotation of Hashlama, completion. This teaches Shabali Metapling ben Nevela that the owner of the killed animal must deal with the carcass in terms of Pachas Nevela, the carcass's depreciation. Since it belongs to the owner immediately, he suffers the loss of any further depreciation between its death and the court case. So once again, the groundbreaking ceremony for the minion of Yidden's new shul was a disaster. When an animal fell into a pit and died right after the president had dug the 10th tefach, just as a bench holding 5 members collapsed after a heavy member sat down as well, while the stench from the nevela wafted over, with the nizik cried out that it was depreciating. All right, so now it's time for 4 blah bach chazar. Dav vav, so the simmer dav vav is a sword because a vav is straight like a sword. So here goes. The man who broke his leg when he tripped over the hefker sword, that must be more on dav. Vav. The man who broke his leg when he tripped over the hefker sword, which had been kicked by a cow's foot, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what case is included by the Mishnah's Tzadah Shava between multiple avos, but is not identical to any one of? 4 answers are given. Rava says, it's to include a pit, a stationary object, which is ruled by men's feet or animals' feet. Whereas with boar, his actions directly caused the damage by digging the pit. Here, his actions did not directly cause the damage. Rather, it was the people's or animals' feet, which moved the obstacle to where it eventually inflicted damage. Shor proves that even such damages, which come through his animals' actions, not his, are still liable. So the man who broke his leg when he tripped over the Hefker sword, which had been kicked by a cow's foot and landed right next to a wall that was built to stand, but collapsed and crushed a car, which reminds us, Ravina says, that Tzad HaShava comes to include the case of a mission which teaches HaKosel Va'ilin Shenafu Rishus HaRabim Heziku, a wall or tree which fell into Rishus HaRabim and damaged if it fell after the given time period to remove it and cause damage. Tosus explains that it damaged while it was falling, he's chayev. It cannot be compared to bor, which is prone to damage from its beginning when it's dug, because when the tree was planted or the wall was built, they were built to stand and not liable to fall. Shor, which is also not originally prone to damage, proves that one is even chayev for such damages. So the man who broke his leg when he tripped over the Hefker sword, which had been kicked by a cow's foot, and landed right next to a wall that was built to stand but collapsed and crushed a car, asks the Dayan walking by if B'din Nizak Shaminin or B'din Mazik Shaminin. Which reminds us, we have a machlokes regarding Meitav. Rabbi Shmuel holds B'din Nizak Shaminin. We assess Meitav based on the damaged party's properties, meaning the responsible party must only pay from land of equal quality to the damaged party's highest grade property. And Rabbi Akiva holds B'din Mazik Shaminin. We assess Meitav based on the damager's properties, meaning that he must pay with the highest grade land he himself owns. Daf Zayin. So the Simur Daf Zayin is a Kli Zayin, a gun. So here goes. The wealthy gun novice, that must mean we're on Dav Zayin, Kli Zayin, gun. The wealthy gun novice who paid a man with subin for damages he caused when he accidentally shot up his field, which reminds us, we learn from the unusual term yashiv, return, l'rabu shava kesev v'afio subin, to include anything worth money as valid payment, even bran, and not just meitav. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, explain, kol mili meitavu, all movable items are considered superior. Dilo mizdabin hachem, mizdabin masa achirisi. Because if it cannot be easily sold here, it can be sold in another city. Superior quality payment is only required with the land, which cannot be moved, so that people would jump to buy it. So the wealthy gun novice who paid a man with subin for damages he caused when he accidentally shot up his field, which is worth less than 200 zuz in Tishrei, entitling the man to Maiser Ani, which reminds us, a brisa states that if one owns land worth 200 zuz, which ordinarily disqualifies him from receiving Maiser Ani, but is unable to sell his property, we feed him Maiser Ani up until half the value of his fields. The brisa refers to seasonal price changes, where land increases in value in Nisan, where a buyer can plow and plant it for the coming season, and decreases in Tishrei. This person who was pressed for money would have to sell his land now at less than 200 zuz, and can be viewed as a poor person, although it would be sold for more in Nisan. Since land prices declined by as much as half in Tishrei, that's how much Maiser Ani he may receive. So the wealthy gun novice who paid a man with subin for damages he caused when he accidentally shot up his field, which was worth less than 200 zuz in Tishrei, entitling the man to Maiser Ani, had an armed guard protecting the best land he owned, which otherwise would have been used to pay as Meitav, which reminds us, Rav Shmuel bar Abba from Akronia asked Rabbi Abba, can Shehen Shamin, when they assess land to determine if it's Meitav, b'shalohen Shamin, do they assess in terms of his own property, or b'shalolam hen Shamin, or do they assess in terms of the world generally? According to Rabbi Akiva, that Meitav is assessed based on the land of the Mazik, which is being paid, does it mean that he pays with the best land that he personally owns, or simply with objectively superior lands, even if he has other land of even higher quality? Rabbi Abba responded, Rachman Amr Meitav Sadehu, Hashem said to pay with his choicest field. And you suggest we assess in terms of the world generally? Rather, he definitely must pay with the best land he personally owns. Daf Ches. So the Simur Daf Ches is challah, and we often use a baker. So here goes. The baker, that must mean we're Daf Ches, challah. The baker who bought Beinoni's Ziboris and then Edie's land from the same seller to build a bakery and was now trying to fend off the seller's Balchov, Nizak, and ex-wife who wanted to collect from the Edis, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a purchaser of all grades of land on different days, where he bought the Edis last, and we learn that he can prevent the Ksuba and Debt collections from the Edis. So the baker who bought Beinoni's Ziboris and then Edis land from the same seller to build a bakery, and was now trying to fend off the seller's Balchov, Nizak, and ex-wife, who wanted to collect from the Edis, wish he would have only bought Edis and Ziboris, so he could tell the Balchov to collect Beinoni's from the debtor, which reminds us, Rava says that if Reuven sold all his fields to Shimon, and Shimon then sold one of them to Levi, and Reuven's creditor came to collect his debt, if he wants, he can collect from Shimon, or if he wants, he can collect from Levi. Now, this is only true where Levi bought Beninis from Shimon, which is the creditor's entitlement. But if he bought Edis and Ziboris, Levi could say to him, this is why I was careful and only bought Edis and Ziboris, which are lands that are not fit for you. So the baker bought Beinoni's Ziboris and then Edis land from the same seller to build a bakery, and was now trying to fend off the seller's Balchov, Nizak, and ex-wife, who wanted to collect from the Edis, wished he would have only bought Edis and Ziboris, so he could tell the Balchov to collect Beinoni's from the debtor and was delighted when the debtor tried to intercede and claim he already paid, which reminds us, a seller can intercede where his creditor attempts to collect from the buyer, either because the buyer will then come to collect from him, or in a case where he sold the property without a chrayus, he doesn't want the buyer to have complaints against them. Daf Tes. So the Simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The brother is sitting around drinking tea. Tea. That must be on Daf Tes. Tea. Teapot. The brother is sitting around drinking tea while arguing whether they were like Yorshin or Lekuchos after dividing their father's estate, which reminds us there's a Malchokas if brothers who divide an estate are like Yorshin or Lekuchos. The Nafkamina is the case where brothers divided their father's estate and the father's creditor collected his debt from one brother. If they're like Yorshin, this brother can be compensated, but if they're like Lekuchos, then he doesn't get anything. So the brother is sitting around drinking tea while arguing whether they're like Yorshin or Lekuchos after dividing their father's estate. We're interrupted by one brother who entered the room with an esrog, which he spent a third more on, which reminds us Rabbi Zera taught, behidr mitzvah ad shlish b'mitzvah. Regarding hidr mitzvah, one must spend up to a third of the cost of the mitzvah itself. And he was quoted as saying, ad shlish mishalo, up to a third must be funded from one's own assets, mekan ve'elok mishalo kosh baruch. From there on, if he spends more, it will be funded, meaning reimbursed, from Kosh Baruch Hu. So the brothers sitting around drinking tea while arguing whether they were like Yorshin or Lekuchos after dividing their father's estate were interrupted by one brother who entered the room with an esrog, which he spent a third more on, who asked them if it was really wise to leave their children to guard over a shore, a boar, and a burning coal, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Kol shechavti b'shmira, so anything I am obligated to guard from damaging, yigsharti es nizko, I have caused the damage it does if I did not guard it adequately. A braisa illustrates this. Shor ubor shemasnu l'cher shot v'katan, an ox or pit that one left under the watch of a deaf mute, an insane person, or a minor, he's responsible for their damages. If you left a fire under the watch, he's exempt from its damages. The distinction is explained in two ways. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff did we learn that the nizak is responsible for pachas nevela, the depreciation of the animal between its time of death and the court case? That's on Daf Yud. Good number two, which stuff we learned that a person who buys all grades of land can prevent the ksuba and debt collections from the edis? That's on Daf Ches. Good number three, which stuff we have a question whether the brothers who divide an estate are like Yorshin or Lekuchos? That's on Daf Tes. Good number four, which stuff did we learn that the 24 avos have in common that they all pay from Meitav? That's on Daf Hey. Good number five, which stuff did the case where Reuven sold all his fields to Shimon, then Shimon sold one to Levi, and Reuven's creditor comes? That's on Daf Ches. Good number six, which stuff did the case where five people are sitting on a bench and a sixth person who is very fat sits down as well and breaks the bench? That's on Daf Yud. Good number seven, which of the one a seller can intercede where his creditor attempts to collect from his buyer? That's on Daf Ches. Good number eight, which of the one a person who digs the 10th tefach in a pit is chayv if an animal falls in and dies? That's on Daf Yud. Good number nine, which of the one a hidr mitzvah ad shlish, that regarding hidr of a mitzvah, one must spend up to a third of the cost of the mitzvah itself? That's on Daf Tesk. Good. Number 10. Which of the one that Yashiv is to include Shavakesev even Subin as payment? That's on Dav Zion. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zihu wishing you a great day and great learning.